Kira, you want to come do that?
Now you come do some steps. Huh?
Now I want to talk to the
mic. Oh, okay.
Okay. As she said, our club does what we call freestyle dancing. Freestyle dancing. And that is, we get out there and do our own little shindig, cut our own little step. Let me have some cloggers out front. Jackie, Mama Sue, Irene, Philip. We're going to show them a few steps. Okay. Okay. A lot of clubs don't teach the step I'm fixing to show you. This is the most important clog step you'll ever do your entire life. And this is what makes you look good. It makes you shine. It takes a little work, but you'll appreciate it when somebody comes and says, oh, you're so good when you're doing the easiest step you can do. It's called the chug step. Both feet are on the floor, and all your weight is on both feet. Now, when you bend your knees, your feet will slide forward. Bend your knees, your feet will slide forward. When you straighten your knees, your feet will slide backwards. That was really good. This is the first time the group has ever been together on one thing. Let's try it again. Chug step. Bend your knees, your feet will slide forward. Straighten your knees, your feet will slide backwards. That creates an up, back motion. Real slow. One, two, ready, go. Up, back. Now see, they take short steps. And one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And stop. That is the foundation. The foundation step called a chug or a shuffle. Our foundation. Now, we're fixing to pick up and use this chug step. From now on, we're going to build on this chug step or that foundation step. We're going to add something to it. Instead of dancing on both legs, we're going to dance on one leg now and do what we call a single step. The left leg in the air. I want you to step forward on the left leg, placing all your body weight. All your body weight is on that one leg. All your body weight, one leg. Now drag that leg backwards. It's called a step drag. If you'll remember that chug step, we had a backwards motion, right? A backwards drag. It's part of the chug step. Take the right leg, step forward and drag. And step, drag, step, drag, step, drag, step, drag, step, drag. And you can get fancy and add a double toe, hitting the toe on the floor. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, stop. Now, you can also, some dancers go from toe to heel. Mama show them from the toe to the heel. You step your toe, then go to heel. You go from your toe to your heel. Then you put that drag in there, which gives you your single step. But some dancers like to go from their heel to their toe. From their heel to their toe. And they, let me step out here a minute. And they take, and they go heel-toe. And they dance backwards, we call it. Now, let's move on to one more step called a basic or step rock step drag. This is a famous disco step. Everybody loves this, but we put a little clog into it. Left leg in the air. Step forward on the left leg, rock backwards on the right. Heward, what was that? Okay. This is my uncle, by the way. Yeah, that's the truth. We'll lie for you, don't worry. Okay, let's do that step rock again. And step rock. Now step forward on the left leg and drag. See, there's that drag, that part of that chug again. And step, rock, step, drag, step, rock, step, drag, step, rock, step, drag, step, rock, step, drag. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now get fancy with it and do your little twisting and your little turning. And stop. And I'm going to show you one more thing we call our lifts, which are fun to do. And they all come from the chug step. I want you to all get in the chug step. 1, 2, ready, go. Up, back, up. Raise your left leg. Raise your right leg. Raise your left leg. Now alternate and right, left. See, what you're doing, you're dancing on one foot, just raising the other leg, but you're still chugging. You're still chugging. And stop. Those are some basic steps you'll learn in clogging. Now, we're going to have them put all these steps together and do a little bit of freestyling for you. A little bit of freestyling. And in freestyling, what you do is you take what you know best and do it the most. So take what you know the best and do it the most. Without music, just a little bit of freestyling. Just, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. We got the single steps here. We got the basics here. We've got the chugs going here. The chugs going there. We got some wagon wheels down there. We've got some lifts here. Lifts there. See what you can do with your imagination. And just a few weeks of instructions. Okay, thank you very much. Now, I want you to go home. Or the next time you get up, I want you to get up and practice these steps. If you practice these steps 5 minutes every day, just 5 minutes, you will be amazed at how good you will become. Yeah. I was told a couple of years ago that 5 minutes of clogging, 5 hard minutes of clogging, is equal to 2 miles of jogging. And I would rather dance than I had run any day of the week.
Now, we know you're going to be experts at it, so come on now. We're going to do some small circle figures. We're going to bring the band back up. And this is going to be our last little set for today, so please come. Excuse me. Sure did. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Come on and get your partner and get up. Now, I prefer to have adults, if possible, because we're going to do some small figures. You know, if you can do these are fine. The little bitty children, I want you to sit back, okay? She's all right. She's old enough to do. I'm talking about the real little ones. I prefer that they sit back because a lot of times they get lost in the adult group. All the little ones, when we finish this, I'll let you have a little circle of your own. I promise you. We'll do a little Lisa needs one. Come on. Join hands, circle left. Now, we're going to number off. When you get to Carrie down here, he's going to number you off. Carrie's going to number you off as you get to him. Remember your number. Remember your number. All you odd numbers. Back with a left, and hello to you.
Thank you.
we've enjoyed participating and putting on the workshop.
We'll do one more number for you. We'll do a little song for you right now. We're going to take you up on top of the mountain. A little song called Rocky Top.
If I can reach his notes, I'll be all right. Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hill. There ain't no smoggy smoke on rocky top, there ain't no telephone bill. Once I had a girl on rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink and sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old rock top, rock top Tennessee, rock top Tennessee. Looking for a moonshine still. Strangers didn't come down from Rocky Top, reckon they never will. Like corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, the dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top drink their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Rocktop, Tennessee, Rocktop, Tennessee. Well, I've had years of cramped up city life, trapped like a duck in a pen. All I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Ride a train. Gotta get out of here. All right, kid. Thank you. Thank you. Bunch Bass on the fiddle. Ken Britton on the banjo. Bunch on the bass. My name's Tom Hernan, and we're the Swanee River 5 minus 1.
Hope to see you next year.
And we'll see you next year. I hope you enjoy the rest of your visit here, and I hope you've enjoyed it up to this time, and I hope you enjoyed the program we presented today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have a workshop on rodeo and how rodeo got started in Florida here on the marble stage, starting right shortly. Something like that and have a big get-together and have a rodeo. And that's the way they started out west. But now they had put on some rodeos in Tampa and St. Petersburg and some of those places, but I think they were more like Wild West shows, like the 101 Ranch show used to put on. And then following the Arcady rodeo, Mac Doss put on one out at Myakka City. And it went over pretty big. And then Ed Wells told Mac that if he wouldn't have it out at Myakka City, that they would have it at Arcady again. And they called it the All-Florida Championship Rodeo. If you wasn't born in Florida, you couldn't enter in it. They did get short of ropers at times, and they let me enter the roping two or three times. And in the later years, well, they had to join the association, so they had to open it up. Then Kissimmee, the Silver Spurs in Kissimmee started having a rodeo. And the first rodeo they had was out there in a big open pasture. And they didn't have no seats or nothing. They had a great big arena. And the people that come to watch it would just pull up to the fence and sit in their cars. And I don't remember what year that was, but they've had a rodeo there then ever since. In fact, they have two a year. Then Largo, they used to have a rodeo at the Largo Fair for some time. So that's about as much as I know about rodeos getting to Florida. And then Otis Coward, he got a string of bucking horses, and he put on shows down around Bushnell and Webster and everywhere. And they just kept growing from that. And now then, some of the finest rodeos in the United States take place here in Florida. So over here on my right is my wife, Faye Blackstone. She was a trick rider, and she rodeoed quite a bit with me. And over on the other side is Junior Mills. Now, he can tell you a little bit about the Arcady rodeos and the rodeo hands that the ranch boys done down around Arcady and Limestone. So, Faye, have you got anything you want to add to what I've said?
Yes. Really do.
Here's Jim Bob Tinsley sitting back of me. You better get up here in line, Jim. Now, he wasn't a rodeo hand, but he is a Western country singer, and he has been to as many rodeos as I have, not a throwing the bull, but a picking and singing.
Shooting the bull.
And Jim Bob was inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City as a Western cowboy singer.
Thank you. I'd like to say something about these two people beside me. Probably nobody else in the United States shares the distinction that they do. Vic was enshrined in the National Rodeo Cowboys Association in Oklahoma City. And Faye, his wife, was inducted how many years ago?
Same time,
the same year, into the National Cowgirls Hall of Fame in Texas. So, go ahead, Faye.
Well, Vic said I rodeoed with him some. We got married in 37, and I don't believe that there were very many rodeos that he went to that I didn't accompany him. And I really did like it. I got tangled up the other day, and I was telling him how well I liked it. And I said, I really, really, four times? But I did enjoy my rodeo career. And I want to tell you just a little bit about Vic. He has won 22 belt buckles in his rodeo career, and he's won 12 saddles. And now this is just not to count the monetary. We never kept track of that, but it got a little better over the years from 37 on up until in the 60s. It got a lot better. But Vic is a real good horse trainer and a cowman, and he would break and train his own calf roping horses. And one year we carried three horses with us. We had a beautiful stallion that we took that he was training for the Durance Ranch down at Brighton. And we carried this horse all over the United States with us. And I train my own trick riding horses. Is this supposed to be just rodeo stuff?
This is supposed to be a rodeo workshop.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's supposed to be all about rodeos, but it's supposed to be rodeo in Florida, I think.
Well, I really enjoyed that, too.
So we don't want to get too far off in Georgia.
Well, I'll pass along to you a little bit.
Well, I'm not no rodeo contestant especially, but I've been in lots and lots of them. In fact, I was in the first rodeo, I believe, best of my remembrance, that Vic was performing in Arcadia. And back then, the rodeo hands slept under a big fly tarpaulin just out behind the arena. And this old fellow, Mr. Ed Wells, that Vic spoke about, he was a producer in the stock furniture. And we had a big colored fella cook that cooked for us. And all the stock that was used in this particular rodeo back in those days was brought right out of the woods. And he feared a man as much so as a man feared him. But anyhow, back in them days, they had a different type of stock to rodeo with. And they had to be a pretty good type cowboy to contest with that stock. But anyhow, I can vouch for the fact that Vic is one of the older existing Florida and all around rodeo hands that I know of at this present time.
Go ahead, Jim Bob.
I'm sure that Mr. Mills and myself and a number of old timers have not been real rodeo contestants, but you on weekends we used to go out and have jackpot ropings where all the cowboys in the neighborhood would put in a little bit of money into a pot, and whoever took the calf roping and the bulldogging and things like that took in the jackpot at that time. And this is what the rodeos really grew out of in the old days, is the fact that people it was just a weekend activity for fun and sometimes for jackpot, as I'm telling you about, that these cowboys got into these contests and competed against each other. There are a number of places in the United States that claim rodeo originated there. They say probably the best claim is in Payson, Arizona, which is a little town up under the Muggy-on-Rim or the